Do you feel like you need God to do a new thing in your life? In your job, your finances, your relationship, your attitude? Well, stay with me. I pray right now that your heart is ready to receive and your mind is able to understand and that your eyes are open to see and recognize the shifts that God is making in your life right now. Welcome to His Word, My Walk, where my desire is to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and yes, even challenge your body. I'm your host, Kayla, just your girl next door Christian mentor and life coach. And for the next 20 minutes, I'll be here in your ear to drop some truth, encourage you, lift you up, and share insight from my own life about how God's Word and my daily walk go together. I've got some amazing resources available for you, like prayer cards, Bible journaling bootcamp, a free powerful prayer guide, and so much more. So head to HisWordMyWalkPodcast.com and grab what you need. And while you're there, if you'd like to support this show and this mission, you can simply click the button that says Buy Me a Coffee. Your generosity in prayer, in reviews, in encouragement, and yes, in those cups of, well, tea in my case, means so much to me as I continue to pour out what God puts in me. So now, lace up your sneakers, head out the door, and let's get into this. All right, y'all. Man, let's do this. Kind of like every episode, this has been brewing in me for a while, like for months. And probably before that, because let's be honest, God teaches us over and over and over. He repeats himself. He's so patient with us, and we don't learn from the previous time sometimes, right? And I love that because that's how I've always told y'all that I teach. Like, I'm not just spitting things out. This is truly how God's word and my daily walk go together. It's truly his word and my walk. And with that, I'm not sharing or teaching anything that I myself haven't been through, worked through, learned through, grown through, walked through with the Lord. Lately, these phrases have been all up in my mind. The it's a new season, or the God, do a new thing, fix it, Jesus. I'm ready for a change. Your season is coming. God's about to turn it around and around and around and around. Yeah, if you're with me on that one, you know. If you know, you know. Well, if you were tracking with me, many of those are songs that I've sung over and over throughout decades. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is flowing my way, right? Oh, don't forget Jacalyn Carr. It's my winning season. That actually was the jam. And if you've never heard it, I think I labeled it as like my song of the year in 2017. And looking back now, why? Well, it was actually in that year that a couple amazing things that I had been waiting on for years had finally happened. The paperwork was cleared, just all the things. I just figured that it was all up from there. Well, both of those huge wins, if you want to call them, neither of them are part of my life right now in 2024. Now, they weren't worthless. They were purposeful. They were prosperous. They were right where God needed me in that season. But all that to really open up with you that what you think is a win or a new season or God doing a new thing at one time is probably bound to change as you grow and mature and, well, as you keep walking with him. So let's get into this because as I've been walking and thinking through this, especially with some of the changes in my life recently, changes not just in opportunities in business, but changes in the way that I see things, the way I accept offers, challenges, defeats. Okay, this kind of boiled down to two areas, two like points. You know how I like to understand and how I like to teach. So two areas to think about when it comes to wanting God to do a new thing or walking into a new thing. First, let's like set the stage. What is it? What area of your life? And here's what I learned quickly. I got to get specific in my conversations with God. And not specific so he knows what I want, but specific so that I know what I said. I seriously don't know if I can articulate this like it processes in my mind. Like getting specific with God isn't like getting specific on your Christmas list as a child. Like make sure you know I want the blue car, not the red car. It's not like that. Ugh. I don't know, y'all. You may completely disagree with me here, and that's okay. I'm sharing where I stand and how I roll with God and our conversations. I see the specifics of my conversation with God as specific so that I know what I said, not so that he knows my desire. Now you got me on a tangent. Social media trends about write it all down. Go home and write down 30 things that you want the Lord to do because Habakkuk or Habakkuk, however you want to say it, says to write the vision and make it plain. Y'all, know your Bible before you jump on trends and quote scriptures that you've just always heard quoted. Habakkuk chapter 2, starting in verse 2. Now, okay, seriously, I've been listening to some Bible stuff and some people say Habakkuk, so I've always said Habakkuk, but now I'm saying Habakkuk. Either way, chapter 2, starting in verse 2. Then the Lord said to me, who said? The Lord said, then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. Write whose vision? Whose answer? The Lord said, write my vision. The Lord said that. Write my vision. Write my answer. Shoot, even just go back one verse. This is Habakkuk speaking. I will climb up to the watchtower and stand at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint. Oh, okay. So he has complained to the Lord, and now he's climbed up to the watchtower to wait for the Lord's reply. Let me read verse 2 again. Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. I'll read it in the New King James Version for you, since that's how you may have probably heard it and quoted it. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Here's where things get twisted. We want God to do a new thing. We want God's plan for our life. We've been complaining, or we've actually been enduring. Remember that endurance means to suffer patiently. Or things have actually been pretty good, but there's more to come. There's hope and a future to come. So we go home and quote, write the vision and make it plain. We write our vision and make it plain so that God knows what our vision is. Does that sound familiar? Look, I'm not here to shame anyone. I'm here to turn the light on. I have written plenty of my visions and presented them before the Lord. And I still do. But not by using this verse, not by using his word and twisting it like it says that I should write my vision and make it plain. Not that. There y'all go. Got me all fired up in this one. Not even into my points to teach yet. So let's get there. Back to being specific. I've really learned that being specific is actually for me. And when I get specific, there are usually other conversations, other prayers that I have totally forgotten about. Think about it. God, do a new thing in my life, please. Is that your prayer? Well, do you mean in your finances, in your relationships, in your job, in the city you live in your health, in your family, in your house, in your church? What do you mean? Maybe you just assume that God knows because God knows everything and he knows your heart. Well, that's why I've come to realize that being super specific with God is for me. Like, it's about me. Because if I'm really honest, I don't want God to do a new thing in all areas of my life. Some of them, I want to stay right where they are. Is that bad? Is that wrong? I don't think so. I'm just trying to get you to see the importance of specifics in your communication. Oh my goodness, now that I said it like that, can you imagine? We know the importance of communication, clear communication in relationships, at work, in emails, with your spouse, with your children. Well, your relationship with God is a real relationship too. Clear communication. He even made it clear how clearly he communicated, write my answer plainly. Specifics, y'all. Okay, I don't know if I've ever done this, but I'm going to drop both points from the jump and then get into them. So as I was praying about and thinking about this desire for God to do a new thing, there were just these two areas that became clear. And I'm not sure if it's why we want God to do a new thing, but there's something there. This is kind of weird for me that I feel like I can't really communicate it clearly, yet I feel like I still have to say it and I still have to put this one out here for you today. But this is as clearly as I see it. I pray that it's going to land for you too. So here's the areas. Here's the two like reasons, the two thoughts when it comes to me saying, God, do a new thing, please. Number one, release. And number two, growth. Release and growth. Let's start with release. Why do you want God to do a new thing? Is it that you want to be released from something, from someone? Oftentimes when it comes to releasing in our lives, it feels like God is asking us to release something that we aren't ready to let go of yet, or that we don't want to let go of, or that we can't really see how things would work out without. Gosh, head to episodes 83 and 84, all about releasing. But what about when you want to be released, but it's just not happening? It's like God must still have a plan for you right where you are. I've been there. I worked at a job that I prayed to be released from for months and months and months. Y'all know I share that, how I sat in my car every morning outside the building and said out loud, "Lord, I work for you, not for the person who signs my paycheck," every morning. But really, I was praying and praying that God would release me from that job. I was praying, "God, do a new thing, please. God, do a new thing in my job, please." Here's the deal, though. God's timing isn't all about you. God's timing isn't all about me and what I want right now and what I want Him to do for me right now. It's so much bigger than that. Have you ever left a job prematurely, like without another one, and then you were completely stressed out financially and now you're praying for God to do a new thing in your finances? Oh my goodness. Look, the parable of the prodigal son, the lost son, Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 11. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now before you die. Father, release me. Do a new thing. Give me all my inheritance now." And what happened? Okay, so many times reading the Bible, I'm like, but how much time passed? Because the story continues like without a pause. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between the sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. And there he wasted all his money in wild living. You can read the rest of the story, but he so badly wanted a new thing and wanted it right now that he took it into his own hands. Now, yes, his father maybe shouldn't have agreed, but fun fact, this is a story, a parable. Jesus was teaching by telling a story, a parable. Okay, now flip side. What if God is asking me to release something I don't want to release? Something I was sure was from Him, something that's going super smoothly right now, big or small. Hear me, big or small. Y'all, my heart was beating so fast when I thought about this example and sharing it with you, and it's beating super fast right now. Here's what has kind of been happening in my life lately. I feel like God has been gently saying, "Hey, Kayla, I'm doing a new thing. So you're going to have to release what you're used to, okay?" Wait, what? Remember, big or small. And what seems small to you may be huge to someone else. So take your judgment glasses off, y'all. This His Word, My Walk podcast is shifting. This is the final episode that you'll hear me teach like this on this audio platform. Ugh, my heart, I'm like sweating saying this. Long dramatic pause. I feel like God has asked me to release the comfort of the way I've been teaching, where nobody can see me, where I can edit and cut whatever may be, quote, mistakes, where I can put it out there in a clean and prettied up way and get really real. So beginning next week, you can choose. You can either listen just like the way you always do, or you can watch me teach the exact same message on video. Yep. As I've been teaching for these TV shows, the push has felt even more clear. And it was more than 6 months ago when I chose to stay where I was because I was flowing really well where I was. And now I have to release it. Like God is doing a new thing. And I don't want to miss where I feel like He's leading right now. So to be clear, I will be teaching weekly on video, and the exact same teaching, I will share the audio of it right here for you too. Same day, same teaching, same me, same everything. Just unedited. And with this release, I'm nervous. It's new. 110 episodes, and I've gotten pretty good at and pretty confident and comfortable with this flow. But hey, when God's doing a new thing, it's often about release, and number two, it's often about growth. The Bible is clear about growth. Jesus teaches a lot about farmers and harvest using examples of planting and watering and expecting growth. Seed time and harvest, that's growth. Jesus himself is said to have grown, not just in stature, but in wisdom also, and then in favor. And here's the thing about growth. When we are talking about God, God does this as he does everything, with a purpose. So because I know who God is, he is love, he is patience, he is kindness, he is mercy, he is grace, he is mighty, he is powerful, he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's all-knowing, he's ever-present, he is Father. He is all that and more, and he is a God of growth. What God speaks grows. Oh, did you hear me? What God speaks grows. God's word produces. God's word creates. God's word produces growth. I think sometimes as believers, we use the word increase when we would be more accurate to use the word growth. Like, God, do a new thing, please. I pray for increase, increase in my finances, increase in my opportunities, increase in my influence, increase in whatever else. But now that I think about it, the only way to increase is to experience growth. Well, I went to check out the definitions because y'all know how big I am on words. In my mind, they were different, but they're actually like super similar, growth and increase. But here's what I'm really trying to say. I think sometimes we pray for increase and we have a result in mind. And we think increase means we get it quickly or even immediately. Like, for example, an increase in your bank account means you receive a check for $10,000. Whereas growth in your finances, for example, is a monthly raise of $100. And over time, that growth has compounded interest to get you to the new thing God is doing. Maybe I'm not making any sense to you at all. Again, I'm just here trying to share his word and my walk. Throughout this podcast and teaching journey for years now, oh my goodness, I have grown so much. I honestly wouldn't say I've experienced increase, but I have definitely grown. I don't think it's that I've tapped out where I'm at, sitting in my closet with a microphone and teaching by myself. And here's the real truth in that scenario. I wasn't even asking God for a new thing, yet here I am. The nest is stirred up and I'm being challenged to grow in a new way. Why? Because God decided it's time to do a new thing in this podcast and in how I learn and how I teach. Now, I have to ask you, where is your growth stunted? Where are you really comfortable? Like, where are you smooth sailing and have been for a long time and prefer for the boat not to be rocked at all, possibly because other areas of your life are not as consistent and smooth right now? Oh, I get it. And I'm not saying you have to change it up. I'm not saying you have to shift anything at all. It's just a question. If God decides it's time to do a new thing in that area, are you open to it? Or are you only open to him doing a new thing in the areas that you want a new thing, that you want the growth, that you want the increase, the areas that you think will benefit your life and reduce your stress? Oh, maybe that's it. Have you ever heard of growing pains? Like, have you ever experienced growing pains? Now, if you don't know, I'm 6 feet tall. My dad was 6'8". My brother is pushing 7 feet. You could say we understand growth in these genes over here. I don't remember experiencing growing pains. I have heard them talked about a lot, though. So I did a little research. I know we aren't supposed to Google medical stuff all the time. And actually, almost anything medical, I always go to Mayo Clinics for my search results because I just feel like I trust them. That's where I get my trusted medical information from. Well, did you know, first of all, that the cause of growing pains are unknown, and there's no evidence in any studies that proves that child's growth is painful? It is studied and researched that the pains, most often at night, are caused by muscles, by overuse, by soreness, like a side symptom almost, but there's no evidence that the actual act of growing is painful. Interesting. Can I share with you really honestly? I feel like you just said yes. God is doing a new thing in my life, and he's doing a new thing in your life too. I know he is because he is God, and he's not stagnant. He's a God of growth, of fruit, of progress, of forward movement. I know he says to be still and know that he's God, and he also says that he goes before us. He tells us to go, therefore, and make disciples. Be strong and courageous. Go, go, go. Well, the actual act of shifting from teaching from the floor of my closet to teaching on video is not painful. The growth is not painful. What has caused some pain is insecurities that have risen up. Having to learn new technology, creating spaces of time to record and prepare in a whole different way, trying to teach with less notes. I mean, showering and doing my hair and all that goes into that now that people will see me. The new level of exposure, the vulnerability of people now seeing my face as I speak and share and get emotional. Look, those pieces have felt a little painful. I have felt the stretch in those areas. I've felt the, I'll say it, stress in some of those areas. But if I really look at it, the act of growing isn't by itself painful. Oh, so good. It's actually exciting. It's affirmation. It's confirmation. It's elevation. It's, I tried not to say this too much, but then I just had to because it's the truth. Y'all, I'm proud of myself. I am proud of myself, and you should be too. Okay, now let's get you there. You know what? I bet you're already there. You just haven't recognized it yet. God is doing a new thing in your life. God wants to do a new thing in your life. Can you see it? Spend some time with Him and look for Him. Remember, God knows the plans He has for you. That word is plural. So don't put Him in a box and think He's only going to do a new thing, or you only need Him to do a new thing in one area of your life that you're struggling with or want to be released from. And check this out. I heard Darius Daniel say this in a sermon in the last couple months, right after this opportunity was presented to me. And in the teaching, he said, God doesn't have to create something new to do something new. And y'all, I can tell you exactly where I was on my walk on my trail. I can tell you exactly where I stopped, and I wrote that down in my notes, and then I texted it to my mentor. God doesn't have to create something new to do something new. Open your eyes. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see and recognize God moving in your life. No, I'm so serious. Ask Him to help you see and recognize God moving in your life. You may be asking God to release you from your job, asking Him to do a new thing in your career. And a coworker may have just asked you what church you go to, what time the Easter services are, and if there's kids programs available. New thing. You may be asking God to do a new thing in your relationship, in your marriage, in your children, and you're expecting attitudes to change, communication to improve, and to feel appreciated. And as you make space for God, as you make time for Him just for you, you may see some things in your attitude be exposed. Unforgiveness for you to release. A change in schedule so that you can make it to your kids' games. New thing. Look, what I really want you to understand is that you may have started listening to this episode thinking that I was going to share ways to get God to do a new thing in your life because you need God to do a new thing in your life. But my prayer is that in these past 20 minutes, that you have been humbled and amazed, like I have in these past couple months. To know that God is God, always. He does everything with purpose, with His purpose. Sometimes when I want Him to do a new thing, I need to check myself and remind myself who God is, who holds the plan, the good plan for me, the good plans for me, and who knows what He's doing with my life here on earth. God's new thing may be painful. Sometimes release and growth can feel that way, but y'all, God is so good. And He is so God. And He doesn't have to create a new thing in order to do a new thing. So just ask Him to help you see it right where you are. Gosh, let me pray over you before I go. God, I thank You. I thank You for who You are. You are good, beyond good. And You are purposeful. I lift up my friend listening right now, and I ask that You open their eyes to see all that You're doing in their life. The simple movements, the small shifts, the new things, big and small. Help them to see and to recognize You. I pray for release and for growth, not just in the areas they want, but in the areas You are shifting. I pray for their hearts to be open and their minds to be able to understand the goodness of the new things You are doing. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for new things. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me this week. My prayer is that this episode was able to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and challenge your body. The His Word, My Walk podcast is here to serve you. So if you haven't already, you can check out more of my programs and services at HisWordMyWalkPodcast.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Kayla Praise.
If you could do me a quick favor and leave a written review in your listening app, I would really appreciate it. I'll see you next time.